This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Wednesday, June 18th, the 16th anniversary vigil of Our Lady of the Roses. In the year of our Lord, 1986, we are presently about 200 yards south of the world-famous Unisphere at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the trees, there are immense lights. Now, these are not the round blue balls that normally cascade across the sky at Our Lady's arrival. They are like long sheets of light coming from the tips of the trees and going upward, high up into the heavens. Oh, it's a beautiful light. It's lighting up the whole sky. And directly over Our Lady's statue, if you go up about, perhaps I would say around 16 feet, you can see Our Lady now coming through the clouds. There's a cloud-like formation as though Our Lady has just passed through some type of an ordeal, some type of a catastrophe, because the clouds don't look like the clouds of our sky, but the clouds are coming up smoke-like from some type of a chasm, a deep well or something. Now Our Lady is coming down closer to the top of the statue. She's come down quite fast. Now Our Lady is wearing the most beautiful gown. She has on a white gown with a blue sash about her waist, and her rosary beads are dangling from the sash. The rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that actually become all the colors of the rainbow as Our Lady turns. Now I can never see Our Lady's hair. Her head is well covered by her mantle this evening. Her mantle is a beautiful white, and it has a trim of about, a half an inch of gold all about the outside. Our Lady is smiling. It's a sad smile, but Our Lady does look like she is happy. Now, Our Lady is nodding, and she's placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, my heart is so lightened with joy at the numbers of wonderful souls who have come here this evening to honor the Eternal Father when he sent me 16 earth years ago down upon earth to try to stop the crisis in the church and the chaos that is going throughout all the countries of the world. My child and my children, I came to you many years ago at Fatima with a plan for the salvation of mankind. And I must say to you this evening as your mother that none of my words must be kept hidden any longer, for it is urgent that the world make this final atonement. The hourglass now is almost empty. Days can be counted by hours. For at this very moment, we see a most terrible explosion with the loss of many lives about to take place. Oh, my children, you do not understand what I have given to other seers upon earth to bring to you. Not only words of consolation, but words of truth. The truth sometimes does hurt my children. But I, as your mother, must teach you at this time as adults, being able to reason with the God-given reasoning that heaven gave unto you when you were conceived by the Holy Ghost. I say this for this reason. The Eternal Father is much disturbed at the numbers of abortions being committed throughout your country and the world. These numbers go upwards to 50 to 60 million in 1 year throughout the world. And this is too much for the Eternal Father and also for the souls who are now victim souls, victims to try to save their brothers and sisters who have gone astray from gaining their rightful desires of destruction and death. These victim souls that have become victims of their own accord and their own placement, they are the ones who have kept the just punishment from coming upon you and mankind. I wish at this time, my children, to repeat again the need to write, to speak, to meet with the Holy Father in Rome and plead with him to have Lucy come forward and tell the third secret, word for word, as I give to you each evening on my appearances upon the grounds of Bayside and Flushing Meadows. Oh, my children, if you knew what was in store for you in the near future, and that means my child and my children this year, you would understand why I feel and why I cry tears upon you. If I could, I would, as your mother, make all atonement for you. But it is the will of the Eternal Father that you come forward now and stand up to protect your own souls and also the souls of your children and your families. Mothers and fathers, too, have gone astray in these dark days. Materialism has replaced spiritualism, and that is why the many catastrophes are being allowed upon your earth. There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, more accidents that are not accidents, until you will surely come to your senses and realize that there is a higher power working at this time to bring you to your knees. My child and my children, I have asked in the past for certain days of atonement, the first Saturdays, the first Saturday of each month. Can you not give this to me, my children, in order to place it before the Eternal Father? For you must pray for sinners. I beg you, my children, as your mother, your loving mother, who cries tears of sorrow upon you all, please remember this. The time is growing short. I have wandered throughout earth trying to warn you, my children, depending on a small handful of loyal souls to bring these messages to you. Upon these grounds, my child, we chose you to come forth in illness and in health in order to save your brothers and sisters. As a victim soul, my child, we cannot promise you happiness upon this earth. But we will give you, if you remain steadfast and true, my child, in your own free will, we will give you a reward that far surpasses all of your imagination, your inclinations, and anything that is beyond the human mind to understand now. You will be given in return for yourself. Do you understand this, my child? You will continue, my child, to send the messages throughout the world with great haste. Satan has come with his agents to try to stop you. They are now planning a measure of retaliation. Be prepared, my child, when it happens. You will know that it is straight from Satan. I ask you now to give the warning in poetical form given to the world some years ago. It must be applied now. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, you said that well. It is a riddle, as the Father gives many riddles, but those who have the grace will understand and act upon it. Now, my child, for reasons that you are not to give out, I wish at this time that you take 3 photographs. They are very, very important, my child. They will contain a date for the next catastrophe. You must know for a reason, because you must move from your house at that time. You will take the pictures now, my child, and I will be with you again. Oh, the trees now are turning pink at the tip. It's a beautiful color pink. It's nothing frightening, though I had a great fear in my heart that said that the trees are going to go on fire for a moment, because it's a startling pink. Now there are long rivulets of light going from the tips of the trees high up into the sky. And they're directly over Our Lady statue, about maybe, I would say about 40 or 50 feet. Jesus is coming down to the sky. The sky was dark, but it's become now a very bright, white, translucent type of light all about Jesus. And it makes him shine very clearly and stand forth very clearly. Jesus has on a burgundy cape, and it has a headpiece, but he's not wearing it this evening. I can see it over his shoulders, because there is a belting like tied at his neck. It's made of a gold-like material, the tie. And Jesus has on a gown. It's made of a hemp-like material. It doesn't look like a soft material. It looks very stiff. And I can see Jesus' feet now as he's coming down closer. He has on sandals. They're made of some kind of animal skin. They're a brown color, but they just have 2 straps, one across near the toes and one across the ankle area. 2 straps. I don't know how they stay on, but Jesus now is floating down. He doesn't walk. He does what Our Lady does. She floats also down. And now Jesus is looking all about him. It's a little windier up there because his hair is blowing. His hair comes down by his shoulders where his cape comes to the end near his neck. And Jesus now is looking, and he's smiling over to the right and over to the left. Now I can see over on the right side there was a light by the trees, and I noticed that Our Lady is standing there. Our Lady has moved over to the right. I didn't know where she had gone to after I saw her and took the photographs. But Our Lady is standing over by our right side, and Jesus is directly now over her statue. He's looking about him. Now he's taking his hands like this, Jesus, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over to his right side. That would be our left side. And he's moving over now. He's going over slowly as he looks about him. Now he's turning straight to face us, and he's directly over near the tall tree, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over towards Our Lady, and Our Lady has a slight smile on her face. She's so brightly lighted this evening that I can see her face very clearly now. Our Lady is smiling. She has delicate features. Our Lady, I would say, I've never asked them about their heights or anything like that. That would be embarrassing to do. But I would say Our Lady must be around, 5'5" tall. And Jesus, I know, is about 6'1". That's why she always seems to come over to his shoulder when they come together. Now, Our Lady is smiling and shaking her head, yes. Now, Jesus has moved over. In the meantime, he's come over to above Our Lady's statue, and he's leaning down again and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus has a look on his face. I can't explain it. It is both of great sorrow and of joy. I know that he's very happy this evening for all the numbers of peoples and souls that have come here to honor his mother and her appearances here with him. Now, Jesus is placing his hand out like this, and he's calling to his mother. Oh, Our Lady is coming over to him. Our Lady is coming across the sky quite fast. Now she's come over, and she's standing by Jesus' left side, and he's motioning for her to come about on his right side. Now Our Lady is standing at the right side of Jesus, and he's whispering to her. I can't hear what he's saying, but it's just like the murmuring of a tree. I can't explain it. It's the only sound I can hear. I can't make out the words, but Jesus is smiling assuringly. And now he's turning towards his left side, and he said something to his mother, and she nodded. I think she's going to remain there. Yes, he's moving. Jesus is going now over to our right side. He's moving quite slowly. He's just floating. He doesn't walk the way we do. He seems to float as though he's weightless, yet he looks as solid as you and I. And Jesus is now looking down and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is doing something very strange. He's going up higher and higher, and he's going to the top, the tippy top of the highest tree here in the park, and he's bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing both of his hands out in front of him like this, and there are long rays of light going from his fingers out towards the way behind us in the back. I feel that he's trying to reach people way back behind us. We're quite up front, but Jesus is now purposely motioning to his mother, and she's coming over. Our Lady is now crossing the sky to Jesus, and she's taking her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that are luminous in color when she's turning about as she's doing now. And Jesus has mentioned something to her about blessing. That, I heard, was blessing. And, oh, Our Lady is now raising the crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they are both turning towards their right, our left side, and they're coming across the sky very slowly as they're looking about. Now they're approaching the statue area. They're very high in the sky. Now Jesus is murmuring to Our Lady, and Our Lady is nodding. She's standing there. And now Jesus has placed his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, I do not wish to elaborate nor add to my mother's statements to you this evening of facts and what is to be. But there is one incident that has appalled us all in heaven, that must be made known to mankind, because I feel in my heart for my mother her great hurt and sorrow, that her message at Fatima was not completely given to mankind. This evening, I speak to you, my child Veronica, for you to tell the world that to hide a fact is often destructive. And this fact will be made known now, with or without Lucy or others who cannot speak out because they are under obedience to their elders. You will repeat this, my child, though it may shock you. I say this evening, as your God, that on that date, as promised at Fatima, Satan entered my church upon earth. He brought with him his agents, and Satan himself, the deceiver of all mankind, sat in on Vatican II and maneuvered all the outsiders to come in and distort my doctrines and distort the truth. At Fatima, my mother tried to warn of this coming event, but who cared to listen? Who was interested in listening? Not those who were years, earth years away. All heaven was crying in that time, for the Eternal Father had made it known how his message would be received. To this day, to your earth year of 1986, you had not been given, my children, the full secrets are given to the children at Fatima. Therefore, I must make it known at this time to you. If you are perceiving and interested in my church upon earth, I do not have to explain myself too fully, for you will already know of the chaos that Satan has wrought when he entered my church. And why did he enter, you say? This I wanted made known, my child, and you will not be affrighted as you are now. You will speak out for me and my mother and the Eternal Father in the Holy Spirit. You will speak out and say that Satan is in the church, my church upon earth. He knows his time is growing short. And if you think you have seen carnage now already in the church, the worst is yet to come unless you follow the rules given by my mother many years ago of prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. By your example, you may be able to save others. For soon there will come upon you the great chastisement. It comes in two parts, my child and my children. The Third World War and also the Wall of Redemption. These can no longer be delayed, for the good seem to go about their way, perhaps pridefully. We do not seek to accuse or place a stigma on any, but some may pridefully sit back and let others go forth and make these sacrifices and prayers and penance because they have become smug or because they have not the grace to understand that once you receive this grace, much is expected of you. You must even work harder to save your brothers and sisters. My child and my children, this message will not be greeted gleefully by your clergy. But since Lucy has been silenced, it is necessary that the world knows the truth. I will also send this message out through one more seer in the world. And if it is not abided by, I have nothing to do but to allow the chastisement to fall upon mankind. Your world has become steeped in debauchery. The killings of the unborn shall not go by without reprisals. And anyone who has any measure of incidence in the killing of the unborn shall be destroyed. My child and my children, do not take my words lightly. I do not speak to frighten you, but to try to jar you from your complacency. There will be many minor warnings given to the world. More floods, accidents that are not accidents. There will be more murders upon earth. Father against son, mother against daughter, homes torn asunder, for Satan is loosed upon the earth. He has been given a time, a short time now, for to him to gather his souls. But I assure you, my children, we in heaven have great faith that you, our children, who hear our words, will act upon them and help to recover as many of your brothers and sisters as you can throughout the world. You will keep the rosary, the deeds of prayer, going throughout the world, deed to deed. For every deed, there shall be a soul. That is how important the rosary is to the world today. My child and my children, you will now go on with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. We need more who are willing to become victim souls. They are not easy to find, my child. The choice is always given. You, my child, now will take 3 more photographs, but these you must be most silent on. I understand how you like to show them, my child, but I know that these are some that it's best that you keep to yourself for the time being. I will be speaking to you, my child, a little later on a very, very important matter. Now you will take the 3 photographs. Just about the trees, those beautiful lights, those pink lights are glowing again, but now they are not cascading upwards like streams of light, but they're just stationary. And coming down, I can see Jesus. Oh, he's in a brilliant white light. It's almost like looking through a pane of glass, pure, clear, crystalline type of glass. Now Jesus is coming forward, oh, very fast. He seems to be in quite a hurry. Our Lady, now, I can't see Our Lady, but I know that she's standing somewhere near the bushes there. But there's a cloud. There's a large cloud up there that seems to be covering Our Lady. I can see it now, the hem of her gown. So I know she's standing on our right side. But Jesus is now coming down, and he is about 7 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now he's looking about him, and he is blessing us again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's motioning to me and placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I come once more with an urgent and pleading message to the hierarchy in the church, my church upon earth. I want you to know now that we look upon you and find many that do not fall into grace. They are falling out of grace and misleading many of our sheep. Therefore, I warn you now as your God, you will stop your intricacies within my church. You will stop experimenting. I gave you the rules to follow many years ago, 2,000 years approximately. And why now, 2,000 years later, do you deem it necessary to change my church upon earth? I, your God, say to you, you will be judged accordingly. You will return my church to its former glory. And in that manner, you will have more vocations and more entering the seminaries and not fleeing from them as they hear the heresies and all other innovations that are going on within my church. This is my last and final word to my clergy. Change now or suffer a just punishment and banishment. My child, that message must go out strictly without change. You must not be worried nor affrighted by any other message, because it is a dire necessity. I can no longer stand by and watch day by day without change what is happening in my Father's palace upon earth. I say it in glory to the Father and the Holy Spirit. It is His church on earth. Now, my child, you will retire, and I will be speaking with you tomorrow in the AM, but it will be very privately in your home. Don't be excited now, my child. You will know by tomorrow. Now it's growing very dark, the sky. The light seems to be closing in about Jesus, but he's now touching his lips. He says, I am not leaving the grounds, my child. My mother and I will stay here as long as one soul remains upon it or comes here. And now Our Lady, I happen to notice now Our Lady is coming across the sky from where she was standing by the trees. And they're standing directly over the statue. Now they're growing much higher in the sky, very much higher. In fact, now they appear as small figurines. They look almost like figurines in the sky. But I can see that they are both smiling. Now Jesus is touching his lips like this, and he's saying, remember what I said, my child, tomorrow in the AM.